it is time for this week's Adopt-A-Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. Adopt-A-Pet is made possible by Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental, two great Hillsboro businesses that are excited to help our local organizations with the needs of homeless pets. State Farm agent Annie Burton loves all things local, restaurants, people, businesses, and local animal rescue organizations, too. Visit myagentknows.com to learn more about Annie and her team. They're all experts in auto, home, life, and, of course, pet insurance. Today, we are joined by Reagan Wayne from Cattails Cat Cafe right downtown in Chapel Hill. CattailsCatCafe.com is their website. Reagan's a senior at UNC. She's working there, and she has brought a really adorable cat named Mac. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Mac,
so,
say hi.
Hello, Mac.
Oh, he has been exploring this entire
Mac
time.
Mac has been exploring, and he is very fascinated because there's a dog walker right outside. So he's like, dog, look.
He definitely thinks he's bigger than that dog.
Oh, big time. Yeah, 100%.
He's a really big boy.
He kind of is a big boy. So tell us about Mac.
Well, he's a fantastic, he's an orange cat. He's an orange tabby. He's about 1.5 to 2 years. He's super chatty. Hopefully we can get him to say hi. And he wears a beautiful little orange or beautiful little blue collar around the cafe because he loves to hang out with us in the cafe. He thinks he's a little too good for his roommates. He would prefer probably to be an only cat, probably be okay with maybe one other cat, a very active home for him. Because he's a very, as you can see, you guys saw this morning, he's a really, really active guy.
He loves exploring.
Mm-hmm. We can't get him to sit still. I always say when it's catnap hour at the cafe, he just doesn't know that that's what he's supposed to be doing.
Right.
It shocks me every time he sits down for a nap, and it's only for like 3 to 5 minutes usually.
So how long have you had him at the cafe?
We've had him for about a couple months. So he's been really getting the run of the place.
Does he have a favorite toy?
He loves, when he's in the cafe, he gets so much playtime with us because everybody comes in, and even if we're booked for the day, because we are by appointment, everybody gets to hang out with him when they come in,
even if
they can't get into the cat room itself.
Oh, cool.
So there is a toy that has, it's kind of like got this, like, it's fur on the end with a bunch of feathers, and he's quite the predator, and will jump around and flip and sprint.
Aww.
He shakes his booty when he's about to pounce.
Right.
And he's just super cute to watch. So people love playing with him for that, but that's the kind of toy he really loves. It's something he can really chase after.
When you go to like a used bookstore and you have like the bookstore cat, this feels like the cat cafe cat, right?
Yeah,
like that just kind of hangs around in the lobby area.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense that the cat cafe cat would be an orange cat because they're always known for being like friendly and active, right?
Yep.
Isn't
yes,
that the orange
sure.
cat thing?
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
He is peak orange cat, I can say that.
Definitely the definition of an orange cat. Very unique personality.
So speaking with Reagan Wayne again, cattailscatcafe.com for more information. You can book an appointment. Book that appointment several days in advance because they do sell out pretty quick, and get more information about all the amazing cats they've got in the cafe, including Max. So tell us about yourself. You're UNC senior. How did you come to work at the cafe?
Yeah, so I've always loved cats, and I am a UNC senior, and I left my family cat, her name is Banana, at home when I came to Chapel Hill for school, and I missed her. And right about that same time, about my sophomore year or so, or the end of my freshman year, so right when I was really starting to miss her, Cattails opened up, and I was like, no way. So I got one of the first appointments that I possibly could, and went over there for a date with my then-boyfriend, which is a great date spot for students.
Right.
It's also, I always recommend this to my friends, it's a great place for finals because if you're missing your cat period like I was, it's a great place to come. But also, if you're stressed or you just need a second to chill, we have 12 cats that will, at any given time, who are all up for adoption and who will super love to get to know you. Oh, do you want a treat? Okay.
Yes, I do want a treat.
Like,
but now that you mention it.
Yeah, he's, oh yeah, you're a crunchy boy. But
I wasn't going to say anything. But
you're very polite sometimes. He's polite on air, I guess. But anyway, so when I got the opportunity to apply for Cattails, because everybody always comes in, the first question we always get is, are these cats up for adoption?
Right.
The second most asked question is, are you hiring?
Right.
Especially by students who can't have their own cat right now in the dorms, for example. But so that's, I was very lucky to be able to apply, and I was accepted, and then it's been a dream ever since. I always joke with my friends that I get paid to pet cats all day,
yeah.
And that really is the dream. And it helps me de-stress too, so.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's so fun because I get to do stuff like this and hang out with such special boys like Mac.
Awesome. I was speaking with Reagan Wayne. We've got Mac here in the studio. We're going to have pictures of Mac on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report on the Town Square section, also on social media. Mm-hmm. Mac is crawling all over our soundboard right now. If we go off the air for 2 seconds, it's not my fault this time. We'll also have information on the Cattails Cat Cafe website, which again is cattailscatcafe.com. Anything that folks ought to know about the cafe?
Right now, we're filling up really quickly on the weekends, so definitely check us out online, see all of our availability. On the weekdays, we're a little bit more available. You might get some walk-in hours, but always the best bet to have an appointment so that you can definitely know that on the time that makes sense for you, you can come in and hang out with the kitties.
This is the moment when we go off the air.
Yeah,
he's just crawling all over the soundboard.
Yeah, what up?
All right, there we go. Everything's good.
Making so many friends this morning.
All right, Mac is the cat. He's 2 years old. He's orange. He's really, really cute and very friendly and talkative and inquisitive and treat-oriented and loves to play. So if you are thinking about a cat, no better time than now. Head to cattailscatcafe.com for more information. We'll have information about Mac in the Bark Report on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Town Square section. Also check us out on social media for more on Mac as well, including photos of this amazing cat. Reagan Wayne, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And thanks once again to Annie Burton State Farm and Eno River Dental for making Adopt-A-Pet possible. Both of these women-owned Hillsboro businesses are run by pet lovers, thrilled to help animals find loving forever homes. Dr. Sharon Lau and Dr. Caroline Lotta from Eno River Dental are huge animal lovers. They've got over 10 pets between them, so they're covered. They want you to adopt today's furry friend. Read more about their practice and book an appointment online at enoriverdental.com.